W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The countdown is on for a possible U.S. government default. The U.S. is set to reach its debt limit, and Congress has yet to reach an agreement on how to avoid default.
January 19th is the day the Treasury forecasts the country hits its $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, and Congress is in a standoff over its next steps. Republicans are calling for spending cuts, while Democrats and the White House are pushing for a debt ceiling increase with no conditions. Without that increase, the Treasury cautions it will turn to extraordinary measures, such as cutting payments to some government employee retirement funds, buying time for just a matter of months. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern shocking her nation with an abrupt announcement that she's resigning. Ardern says she's stepping down February 7th, saying that she doesn't, quote, have enough in the tank to continue forward. This is ABC News. Climate activist Greta Thunberg briefly held by German authorities as part of a protest against the expansion of a coal mine.
Environmental activist Greta Thunberg writing on Twitter, quote, "Yesterday I was part of a group that peacefully protested the expansion of a coal mine in Germany. We were kettled by police and then detained, but were let go later that evening. Climate protection is not a crime," end quote. Thunberg was detained along with other activists. She was carried away by three police officers before being released in the evening. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
French workers taking to the streets in a day of nationwide strikes and protests against proposed changes to retirement rules. The changes would raise the age of retirement from 62 to 64. It's seen as a major test for President Emmanuel Macron, as France has an aging population, growing life expectancy, and state pensions for all. Macron says the changes are the only way for the system to stay solvent. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost done. We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Snarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We have a really big shoe for you today. We're going to start out in just a moment or two with Congressman Mark Pocan. Middays with Mark here, taking your calls for the hour. If you'd like to get in line for that, the phone number is 202-808-9925. Also, in the second hour of our program, I want to get into this question of why is it that wealthy people are opposing democracy? Fascinating article in at documented.net. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. About how the Heritage Foundation and other right-wing think tanks and, of course, Republican politicians have been working so hard for so long to try to keep people from voting. I'm hearing myself in my ear, by the way, Sean. Not sure why. There you go. Thank you. There's actually a story here that most people are completely unaware of that literally goes back to the founding of our republic, and I'll share that with you in detail in the second hour. Also, how does America deal with 1 in 10 people ending up with long COVID? And how crazy is it that DeSantis wants to ban masks in Florida and to legally go after employers like hospitals that require COVID vaccines? In our third hour, Dean Obidala, my colleague here on Sirius XM, is going to be my guest. How is it that Jim Jordan is chair of the Judiciary Committee? He's done a deep dive into some of Jordan's activities around trying to overthrow our government. A crazy alert, the GOP wants food made out of aborted fetuses labeled, even though no such thing exists. And 200-plus millionaires in Davos want the ultra-wealthy taxed now. So we got a lot to talk about. But let's start out with Congressman Mark Pocan for the hour. Representative Pocan, the former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, now, of course, a member in good standing of that caucus and representing the 2nd District of Wisconsin in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's on the Appropriations, Education, and Labor Committees. Pocan.house.gov is his website. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. I see that George Santos now has, he's on the House Committee on Small Business and the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology. Are you going to be on any of these committees with him?
No. It's interesting, though. I mean, putting him on small business when apparently he's run a scam business is very interesting. And, you know, at least by putting him on space, I'm sure he's claimed at some point he's an astronaut. So it probably right in some weird way. But I got the feeling this guy's time is pretty short lived in Congress. I think he's just waiting to cut a deal to avoid some prosecution. But in the meantime, I think we should enjoy every single minute.
Yeah. Did you see the story about this disabled vet with George Santos?
Dog. Yeah.
With the dog? I mean, this is, you know, for people who don't know what we're talking about, this guy, Richard Ostoff is his name. He was a disabled American veteran, and he was honorably discharged from the U.S. Navy in 2002. He was given his beloved service dog by the military, and he was living in a tent in New Jersey, alongside Route 9.
And his dog got cancer, and there was a tumor, and a fellow hooked him up with, he said, I know a guy who runs a pet charity who can help you. And the guy's name was Anthony DeVolder, who turns out to be George Santos, and Friends of Pet United. And Santos put up a FundMe page and raised $3,000 and then, quote, vanished and ghosted Ostov, who was unable to reach him by text or call. The dog died January 15th, 2017.
How does anybody survive this, Congressman?
You don't. But he is the personification of the deciding vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, right? I mean, you know, this is what the current Republican majority in the House is. The fact that other than a few Republicans in New York State, to their credit, are saying this guy should go. Everyone else, Kevin McCarthy's putting him on committees. You know, Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert are like, you know, making him their BFF. But this guy is a scammer extraordinaire. You know, we have in Baraboo, Wisconsin, in my district, the Circus World Museum, P.T. Barnum, sucker born every minute. With George Santos, I think he thinks a sucker was born every second. And we're just going to have to make sure this guy doesn't last very long in Congress. And hopefully, people in that district will realize that they need a Democrat to represent that district again.
It is crazy. Did you see the clip with Don Lemon?
No, I didn't see that.
Don Lemon was interviewing Santos's former roommate. And while he was interviewing him for the B-roll, you know, the pictures that they throw up on the screen, they had a shot of George Santos walking around wearing a very jaunty scarf. And right in the middle of the interview, the guy goes, "That's my scarf! He stole my friggin' scarf!"
Yeah, George Santos is going to provide us some fodder, which we need, some humor when it comes to Congress every now and then.
I suppose, yeah.
So let's take that as a byproduct that the Republicans won't do the right thing and kick him out and ask him to resign. But my guess is, Tom, that, you know, since he's being investigated by state, local, federal, and international authorities, at some point he's going to probably resign as part of some deal to avoid prosecution, and we'll be done with George Santos, and we'll probably forget his name if that is his real name.
Right, exactly. Okay, one last question before I turn you over to our callers. The House, I mean, I saw this piece in the Washington Post a couple days ago that suggested that Republicans think they can actually take the United States into default and manage it in a way that won't crash the world economy. I think if they really believe that, they're delusional. What do you think the chances are that they're actually going to provoke, you know, a second Republican Great Depression?
Yeah, I'll tell you, we've been talking about this a lot. I mean, a lot of us think that they're going to, even if it's for a short term, they want to do this because all you need are a half a dozen Republicans, and we just saw 20 and the antics they did for that week in making Kevin McCarthy on the 15th vote. If six decide that they want to hold this up, they can try to and, you know, do a shutdown. Now, the good news is there are conversations with Republicans who understand this would be devastating to the economy. And just so everyone understands, Tom, you know, we all vote on the appropriations bills, and that commits us to the spending of the money we're going to spend. We have this weird governmental procedure that says you have to raise the debt limit in order to essentially mail the check for what you've already signed a contract for.
Right.
You know, it doesn't exist in real life, but it exists in Congress. And it's really a tool for those who want to cause mischief to cause mischief. So, you know, this isn't like anything that's real. It's not, other than what's very real is if we do default, all kinds of ripple effects happen to the economy, to small businesses, to people who work for small businesses, et cetera. And, you know, just so that half a dozen people can, you know, try to flex some muscle and prove they can shut down government, there's a big cost to the entire country to do that. So this is a first test for Kevin McCarthy. Is he a leader or is he going to continue to let 20 people, you know, walk him on a leash? We will find out with the debt ceiling vote.
Yeah, I have a horrible feeling about this. All right, let's pick up some phone calls here. Lucas in West Haven, Connecticut. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Oh, hi, Tom, Mr. Pocan. I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a once-a-week rule thing, but
we suspend that for members of Congress, so go for it.
Okay. So I have a question for the congressman. As a millennial, because I just turned 30 last year, how can, I guess not only him, but all of them help out millennials and Gen Zers who need jobs and stuff, and, you know, to help us out financially?
Yeah, you know, Lucas, one thing I would say I think that's important is we need diversity in Congress, period, which is one of the reasons why I've been trying to keep the cameras that we had during that first week on so more people can see how we function or maybe, you know, not function so well and realize that it doesn't have to be a Byzantine process, that we need to have, if you don't have a seat at the table, you're likely on the menu, and we don't have many young people who run for office. Now, we're very fortunate. Just yesterday, Maxwell Alejandro Frost, who was elected from Orlando, Florida in the freshman class, just turned 26. So you finally at least have a representative there, but we need a lot more younger people deciding they're going to step up and try to serve at least either in elected office or also, you know, working for elected officials, but, you know, getting a seat at the table so that you're not being ignored when decisions are being made. As you know, people who make campaign donations are often overheard in elected government. But what we need is just more young people to be active, and that helps to make sure that interests are at the table.
There you go. Congressman Mark Pocan is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark, this first hour Wednesday on the Tom Hartman Program. Congressman Pocan's website is Pocan, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Pocan. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it.
You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmannReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmannReport.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste, packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. Louise and I want our dogs Blue and Chewy to get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. So we use Dynavite as a meal topper, and our dogs absolutely love it. Look out, the cats do too. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will love and benefit from their products like ours do. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Representative Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Middays with Mark here on the Tom Hartmann program. Paul in McFarland, Wisconsin, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
My man in D.C., good to talk to you. I'm wondering about what we can do, speaking of gerrymandering, to deal with the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We have an election coming up in April. What can we do to get Janet elected?
I'm not hearing the congressman.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you. Sorry,
okay.
We'd forgotten to push the button.
This is a really important point that Paul is making about an election we have coming up. Politico just did a piece on this. It's the most important election, maybe a spring election in the country coming up. We have a open Supreme Court seat that will decide the majority of the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. We have terribly gerrymandered maps from a Republican gerrymandered legislature where they have nearly two-thirds of the seats, even though we're a 50-50 purple state. In fact, more people voted for Democrats for the state legislature and yet got a third of the seats under the gerrymandering, and we also have that on the congressional level. So if a Supreme Court justice who's fair-minded and independent would go against these maps, who wins in April, we have the potential of picking up a congressional seat or two, of changing the legislative makeup to make it fair and competitive. And there's not many opportunities like that around the country. So this is a very significant election. There are two progressives and two conservatives running. Both conservatives went to, I think it's Regent University, which used to be the Christian Broadcasting University, founded by Pat Robertson. So pretty extreme folks, making sure that we can win that election, I think, is going to have national value in April right here in Wisconsin for the deciding vote on the Supreme Court.
Well, I hope the DNC is paying attention to that. David, in North Miami Beach, Florida, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hey, y'all. Yes, sir. As a Gen X systems analyst, what's the stop the president from dipping into the unaccounted money in the Pentagon, because it can't be audited, and declare an emergency and give every American adult, child, and fetus $12,000 now that the fetus has personhood?
I'm sorry, David. I thought you were done.
No problem. David, I think that's hypothetical. That'll never happen. Let me just say that first. I'm going to instead, if I can, just talk for a second, Tom, on the first part that David said is we don't audit the Pentagon. In every other agency, we pretty much audit. But, you know, we have amphibious vehicles that only sink. The most recent class of aircraft carrier, the Ford class aircraft carrier, if the toilets get clogged, you have to literally flush $400,000 worth of acids down the drain because of a design flaw, flushing money down the drain. I mean, there are so many examples like that. And Barbara Lee has been a real leader on this, trying to get the Pentagon audited. But I recently asked someone who works in the budget area at the Department of Defense about this. And they said their systems are so antiquated that they can't actually form a professional audit. And I think, if anything, we should pull some money maybe from an F-35 or something and put it to give them modern accounting systems so we can have real accountability. And, you know, there is a real issue there that David brought up.
There you go. Ken, in Martinsburg, West Virginia, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Good afternoon, Representative. Basically, I want to talk about the Santos incident. Now, as a veteran, I'm very mad that the fact that he's still sitting there. And I know he's a gift that keeps on giving to the Democrats. This might be self-defeating, but maybe talk to the 8 representatives to get them in a group, and possibly, since this works against McCarthy, have them threaten to go independent and caucus with the Democrats until they get rid of them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And another debate, right, maybe for recall elections.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Ken. I thought you had wrapped. I apologize. So right now there are a number of Republican freshmen from New York who are speaking out on the Republican side. Certainly on the Democratic side, Representative Richie Torres has been very outspoken on this about George Santos. I don't think, though, they're going to, from what we just saw with the leadership election, there was no outreach ever to Democrats to try to find a solution as we went to 15 ballots for Kevin McCarthy. So I doubt there's that much spine out there from the group. However, I do think we've already had conversations with some Republicans around the debt ceiling issue, because it's not 8 people, it's 5. They have a 5-seat majority, and that's only because we have one member who passed away, Don McKeachum. There's a special election coming up, I believe, in February for that. So it'll be down to 4 seats. If George Santos resigns, they're down to 3 seats. It doesn't take many, and when you consider how many extremists they have in that caucus, you know, eventually, if they can't govern, I think that does provide us some more opportunities, especially with a Democratic Senate and Democratic president.
Do you think there's any chance that any of the Republicans might abandon ship?
On debt ceiling, yes. There's such a societal cost to it that it's extremely irresponsible if Kevin McCarthy doesn't decide to be a leader and stand up and make his caucus do the right thing. I think there are individual Republicans who will.
I get it. Cool. Okay, Congressman Mark Pocan is with us, the representative from Wisconsin, is with us for the hour, taking your calls. It's Middays with Mark on the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Former co-chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, you can tweet him at Rep. Mark Pocan, his website, pocan.house.gov.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation.
breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A progressive voice.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The countdown is on for a possible U.S. government default. The U.S. is set to reach its debt limit, and Congress has yet to reach an agreement on how to avoid default.
January 19th is the day the Treasury forecasts the country hits its $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, and Congress is in a standoff over its next steps. Republicans are calling for spending cuts, while Democrats and the White House are pushing for a debt ceiling increase with no conditions. Without that increase, the Treasury cautions it will turn to extraordinary measures, such as cutting payments to some government employee retirement funds, buying time for just a matter of months. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern shocking her nation with an abrupt announcement that she's resigning. Ardern says she's stepping down February 7th, saying that she doesn't, quote, have enough in the tank to continue forward. This is ABC News.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
I taught for 20 years. Until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Four minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Michael in Bronx, New York, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Representative Pocan. I love how you keep saying about George Santos, if indeed that is his name. We're on the same page with that. But you said that he's facing local, state, federal, and international criminal investigations. But then what about somebody like Kevin McCarthy and these other Republicans that have been facilitating him and giving him the luxurious treatment despite of our warnings about, you know, particularly Santos? I mean, wouldn't this look like a quid pro quo sort of thing if he indeed was the deciding vote for McCarthy to get the House speakership?
Well, and that's the thing, Michael. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for his vote throughout, you wouldn't have had all this continuing. They needed his vote, which is why they've said nothing. But you watched much of the week, he was sitting by himself. Even a lot of the Republicans didn't want to cozy up. Eventually, Matt Gaetz, which is no surprise. You know, he knows criminal enterprise fairly well, apparently. And Lauren Boebert, and I think even Marjorie Taylor Greene started to warm up to him. But that alone should be of some concern. I think the real thing is you're watching some of the freshmen Republicans from New York stand up and join the Democratic voices on this and say, look, this guy should resign. This guy should have his campaign account frozen. I mean, what were there, hundreds of dollars, $199.99 reimbursements to him when the maximum that you can have no receipts for is $200? Like, there is scam after scam after scam. If there ever has been a flim-flam person in Congress, I think George Santos is going to be that person. And it's upon their leadership should stand up and make this guy resign. So I think that's the real test, Michael, is if Kevin McCarthy and others won't, let's hope these investigations will get us there. But I think he is very short-lived in Congress.
Igor in Denver, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yes, Congressman, could the Democrats not have raised the debt ceiling when they controlled both the House in the Senate?
So the problem, Igor, is the problem that I think at least I don't have to say as often this year as I did last year, which is the Senate rules, right? You know, unfortunately, the way the Senate operates, you often need 60 votes to do anything. You know, I think there's more responsibility on the Senate Republican side when it comes to something like this, because it's very dangerous to mess around with the debt ceiling. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, they're waiting for when the date came up. I just think, honestly, we should get rid of it, period. It makes no sense. If you signed a contract for a home, you can't decide whether or not you're going to pay your monthly payment because your home will be taken away from you, right? That's what the debt ceiling, the second vote is. Let's just fundamentally deal with the core. Instead of putting a Band-Aid on the problem, let's go ahead and take care of the root problem, which is a very nonsensical law. And I think that's what we should look at, especially if we ever have the opportunity to do it with enough votes.
Rob in Mesa, Arizona, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Oh, thank you. Hey, want to give a mantra to the Democratic Party. And if we just come out and just basically say, hey, we're creating a rebellion against corporate greed and large organization injustices, and just use that as our mantra and go after this corporate greed and, you know, things like, you know, the gas gouging and corporations owning private single-family homes, as well as healthcare, you know, for profit, I think we would, you know, gain some more of the middle. But we just need something like that where we say, hey, we are the party that's doing a rebellion against corporate greed. And I wish this party would kind of take on something that simple as a bumper sticker, you know, going forward.
Yeah, Rob, I agree with you. I mean, I think one of the things that we didn't do nearly adequately was talk about inflation in that aspect, because we saw that the cost of the actual raw goods increased, but they didn't increase at the rate of the cost of the good raising. The profit is where all the money went to, not to the raw product to make things. And we saw that the corporate greed during this period of inflation has been tremendous, and we should have called it out more. We did a little bit around gasoline and price gouging, but, you know, this is a significant issue, and I agree with you. We should talk about it a whole lot more. And we should also, by the way, talk about consolidation of businesses, getting rid of competition. We have some defense contractors that are the only bidder because they bought up all the other companies. Airlines, the reason that we don't always get the best services because there's so few options to go to. And we need to, from agriculture to pharmaceutical to a lot of areas, talk about that as well, because that hurts competition. And that's why we as consumers pay more. I think Democrats could really make consumer protection a much stronger issue.
Jess, in Cambridge, Minnesota, listening on KTNF, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon to you guys. I think you've already asked a question about whether or not the Democrats could pass the debt ceiling with just a little bit of support from the Republicans. But my second question would be, is there any way to put that next vote, after this one gets passed, out past the next election, out in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, some of that is driven by what we actually spend as a country, right? I mean, that's going to be a factor on it. So it's a little more of a moving target at that point. Again, fundamentally, I don't believe we should have a second vote on a debt ceiling lifting anyway. If we've already voted as Congress to spend the money, we shouldn't have another vote that allows a small minority of people to put the full faith and credit of the United States government at risk, which is exactly what we're doing right now. And I was around, Tom, my first session when we had some of those shutdowns. I remember being there on Saturdays and Sundays, and you know, we couldn't function. And that's part of why I think John Boehner left as speaker, because his caucus wouldn't allow him. That's when you had the rise of the Tea Party. These days, the Tea Party are now your moderates in the Republican caucus, because you've got the QAnon and the extreme MAGA and those folks. So it's going to be pretty tough for Kevin McCarthy unless he decides that that bone in the back of his body is a spine and he uses it and acts like a leader. If he doesn't, that's when we're going to have jeopardy.
Lori in Madison, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Representative Pocan. I was wondering about our wonderful Representative Ron Johnson and wondering if anything's going to happen to him because of the fake electors, what he's done. He's just a moron, and he does not represent the people of Wisconsin, and we need to get rid of him. So how can we do that?
Lori, unfortunately, he just won the state by about 27,000 votes. I agree. I mean, trust me, my colleagues come up at a phenomenal level and say, what's with Ron Johnson and why'd you guys reelect him? And trust me, I don't have a lot of great answers for it, because I think he is one of the biggest embarrassments in the United States Senate, without question. But, you know, we are a purple state, as you know. And unfortunately, you know, he won by 27,000 votes, and we have him now for 6 years. I don't think, you know, the fake elector issue is probably enough to have any other impact on there. But I think the best thing you said, Lori, is look, we don't he's not someone that we're proud of, right, as Wisconsin. And please don't hold our state to him. In fact, our other senator is Tammy Baldwin, who I would argue is one of the absolute finest senators, someone who is progressive, who works extremely hard behind the scenes to get things done, and she delivers. So remember, we have Tammy Baldwin. Maybe forget about Ron Johnson, nation.
There you go. Stephanie in Eugene, Oregon. You're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thank you. Good morning to you both. Representative Pocan, I read somewhere last week, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the source, that Santos actually lied on his citizenship application. Doesn't that mean that if we can prove that, we can just deport him and quit fighting about whether he should resign or not? If we deport him, he can't reign. I'll take my answer off. Thank you.
Yeah, Stephanie, I'll tell you, I've honestly lost track of how many lies that have come out of George Santos. My favorite, I think, most recently is when he talked about having to get both knees replaced because of how aggressively he played volleyball for the volleyball scholarship he got at the college he never attended. Like, the layers of fantasy that this guy has, I mean, he really should just go ahead, resign from Congress, write these fantastic novels, because he's clearly very good at imagination, and then, you know, put him under whatever pseudonym he wants to, because clearly he doesn't care what name he uses. So I wish I had a great answer for you, other than I can truly not keep track of this guy's background. This is absolutely a movie or a documentary in the making about this guy.
I had one other question about him. He's, you know, he's apparently an openly gay man, and yet he was married to a woman for a period of time. And one of the stories I read said that she was not a U.S. citizen, and by marrying him, she got citizenship. And apparently she gave him a pile of money to do that. Has anybody looked into that?
I don't know, because also there's another theory out there, because there's a question whether he was born here or in Brazil, and I'm still not sure because I can't keep track of all the lies around this guy. But it appears that, you know, he was a gay man in Brazil in his teens, and if he got married, the question is, was that something for him to gain citizenship? But the spouse has not talked, the former spouse, at all to anyone. So I think there is more information that's going to happen. But I mean, seriously, this is like a onion the size of a watermelon, and we're just more and more layers are coming undone.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's coming up on 15 minutes before the hour. We're talking with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's just taking your calls for the hour, Middays with Mark, here on the Tom Hartman program. You can find his website at Pocan, P-O-C-A-N, pocan.house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep Mark Pocan. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Pocan in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Finding a gift he'll actually like can feel impossible. Luckily, mancrates.com is perfect for his birthday, anniversary, or any occasion. Mancrates.com has hundreds of totally unique gifts he'll love, like the whiskey appreciation crate with a personalized decanter, matching tumblers, ice sphere molds, and more. Put that on my list. Or the Grillmaster crate featuring a brass knuckle meat tenderizer and cast iron smoker box. Mancrates.com packs his gift in unforgettable experiences, like sealed crates he gets to open with a crowbar. Personalization is free, and every gift comes with a full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com to save 15% on his perfect gift. That's RADIO15 at mancrates.com. RADIO15 at mancrates.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Whether you are a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers in my neck of the woods. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Louise and I absolutely love cruising, and American Cruise Lines is 100% an American cruise line with these beautiful new riverboats. Come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan. Beth in Novi, Michigan, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Good, okay. I have something, an idea for Social Security. I'm so tired of hearing that this is an entitlement program. No, I earned it. I worked many, many years. So, let's say if a spouse is working and they don't put in for the other spouse who isn't working, but the spouse that has not worked is able to collect half of the Social Security. Maybe they need to shore that up. If you're married, you want your spouse to collect, and they're not working, then they need to maybe add another 6% of their income. Does that make any sense?
So, Beth, I think that probably ultimately hurts folks who are middle class and those aspiring to be in the middle class more than anything else. I think what we need to do, quite simply, is lift the cap on right now. I think it's about 146,000. I might be wrong. That might be the year before's number. And you don't pay another dime into Social Security. And that's the problem. It's kind of a regressive tax. And if we just lifted that, you could fund Social Security for decades into the future. And John Larson from Connecticut has a bill to do just that. I think it's the Social Security 2100 Act. I might have the name a little wrong. But I think, you know, that's the better way to go because, you know, I don't want to make it harder for people to get that. And you're right. It's not just you've paid into Social Security. It's your money, and the Republicans now want to rob that so they can give it to tax breaks to the wealthiest. That's what you're fighting for, is what you've already paid into the program, and we've held so that as societally you'll have that safety debt when you retire. But it's your money to begin with, and don't let the MAGA Republicans take it away and give it to rich people.
Lawrence in St. Paul, Minnesota, you're on the air with Representative Pocan.
Yeah, you're one of my favorites, too, as well as Congressman Rohana and Katie Porter. My question is dovetailing on the last guy, the brother that just called in, and you kind of affirmed what he was talking about by branding. My opinion, branding is a problem for the Democrats. You just said it yourself. Ron Johnson still won by 27,000 votes. President Donald Trump has had no repercussions for January 6th. As a matter of fact, the Democrats are saying he's not responsible. Now, I heard it last night. Maybe he's not responsible. It's the other people. No, it's Trump is responsible for
January 6th. So, Lawrence, what's your question for Congressman Pocan?
And my question is this. How do you expect a Democrat to continue to vote for you when you don't fight for us? We know you guys are going to protect Social Security. We know you're going to do something about Medicare. That means nothing if we do not have a democracy. And how do you expect us to vote for a Democrat? And put it in a little bumper sticker, like you were saying in your last statement. Branding is important. So that's my question. How are you going to brand in this?
Yeah. So, Lawrence, I think you pointed out the fact that we don't brand ourselves more broadly means even you don't know everything that Democrats have done. I mean, in the last session, we put money in people's pockets who needed during COVID. We got shots into arms, kids into school safely, people into jobs. Then we passed the infrastructure bill. For the first time in decades, it's been talked by Democrats and Republicans. We actually did it, and that's going to create a hell of a lot of jobs across the country. Then we passed the CHIPS Act so we can make more things here in the United States. And then we passed the Inflation Reduction Act that's going to help reduce prescription drug costs and do a whole lot of other things. Any one of those bills would have been the biggest bill of any previous session. So Democrats do a lot, and you're right. We also want to take care of Social Security and Medicare and everything else. That is having your back. I don't know what Democrat said that Donald Trump had nothing to do with January 6th, but I don't know many who agree with that. I mean, for those of us who were there that day, had he not had a rally that day and not encouraged them to do what they did and not held off so long to deal with it as a problem, we wouldn't have had January 6th. So to me, Donald Trump is the integral portion of what happened that day. But I think part of the problem is if we don't brand ourselves well and all those things I just talked about, well, then people might say, well, how are you different than Republicans? The answer is a hell of a lot, but if we don't say it, then that's a pox on us.
There you go. Rick in Anniston, Alabama. Rick, we're down to about a little less than a minute. You got a real quick question for Congressman Pocan, please?
Thank you for taking my call. As it relates to Wisconsin voting for your senator, you all voted Ron Johnson back in. What could Mr. Mandela Barnes have done differently in your eyesight to have won that election? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I think he needed to be a little more aggressive a little earlier about Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is a wealth of bad things that he's done, right? Mouthwash can kill COVID. I mean, go down the list of what this guy's done. Try to give away fake electors to the vice president. And I don't think we got that information out so that people really understood it in time for the November election. We have late primaries in Wisconsin that go to August. That doesn't necessarily help. But, we're a purple state, though. Don't forget, no one's going to win by a lot. And, Ron Johnson didn't win by a lot. But I do think if we could have got more information out about Ron Johnson, his real record, that would have helped tremendously.
So Barnes was trying to run a positive campaign, in other words.
Well, because they had an August primary, and then I think they still were introducing him to people. I think we needed to get out there and explain more about Ron Johnson while we were introducing Mandela.
Totally get it. Congressman, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always great having you on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we'll be back with more. I want to get into this question of why wealthy people might oppose actual democracy in the United States. A reason that may surprise you. We'll talk about this right after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions
sessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, with Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.